Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, June the 20th, 2011. After the recent burning of its mosque, on Friday, a group of extremist Israeli settlers torched Palestinian farmlands planted with wheat in the El Morir village, north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Israeli paper Haaretz reported on Friday that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu believes that there can be no peace agreement with the Palestinians unless they recognize Israel explicitly as a state for the Jewish people. On Friday evening, a Lebanese court sentenced an army officer to 20 years imprisonment after convicting him of spying for Israel. 25 Palestinian political prisoners in the Al-Ramla Israeli detention facility are facing imminent death due to illegal Israeli policies that deprive the detainees of their right to medical treatment. More than 200 Palestinians have died in Israeli prisons due to said illegal Israeli policies of medical negligence since Israel occupied the West Bank and Gaza Strip in 1967. In addition, several Palestinians were shot and killed by arresting soldiers and officers. On Saturday, an Egyptian official told Israeli reporters that there are active negotiations taking place with Palestinian resistance groups for the potential release of the Palestinians' only Israeli prisoner, a soldier captured 5 years ago in Gaza. However, he added that Israel's continued obstinance in the negotiation process could lead to soldier Gilad Shalit's disappearance. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak has stated that he believes the United States will use its veto power at the Security Council in order to prevent an international recognition of an independent Palestinian state this coming September. On Sunday, Eliza Marom, head of the Israeli Navy, issued a strict warning to organisers of the Freedom Flotilla in his speech dubbed as the Hate Flotilla that will be heading to the besieged Gaza Strip later this month in order to deliver humanitarian supplies. Flotilla organisers affirmed the peaceful nature of the flotilla and their determination to proceed to Gaza. On Sunday, the Miles of Smiles humanitarian convoy entered into the Gaza Strip via the Rafah border terminal between Gaza and Egypt, carrying 50 human rights activists, medical and humanitarian supplies. According to Al Jazeera, the announcement of an interim unity government between political rivals Fatah and Hamas has been delayed due to disagreement between the two sides as to who would hold position of prime minister. Former Israeli army chief Gabi Ashkenazi has warned Israel that it should return to negotiations with the PA to ward off Palestinian attempts to declare statehood in September, according to the Jerusalem Post newspaper. The Jerusalem municipality has agreed to the expansion of 2,000 settlement homes in Ramat Shlomo in occupied East Jerusalem. This occurred on Sunday. The plan allows for each settlement household to build an additional room, according to a council press statement. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak has justified construction in Ramat Shlomo and elsewhere to France 24 television news network, stating that there is no way to end construction in the West Bank. He pointed out that over 500,000 settlers live here, all settlements illegal under international law. A Palestinian man was severely injured when Israeli soldiers shot him in the legs for allegedly carrying a knife at a checkpoint near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya on Sunday. The Prime Minister of Malaysia has voiced his support for the upcoming Freedom Flotilla of aid ships and 500 supporters from around the world who plan to enter Gaza by sea on June the 27th. A ship from Malaysia joins two new French ships added to the roster of about a dozen ships set to sail to Gaza next week. On Monday, Israeli soldiers detained 14-year-old Mohammed Hamamra after entering his home and searching the house. The town of Hussan near Bethlehem in the southwest bank has been a target for Israeli military action due to its proximity to the settler town of Beit Arilat, built in 1984. Villagers have complained of regular settler attacks in the village and of Israeli house demolitions and land confiscation. According to the Palestine News Network, Salam Fayyad is to refuse the position of Palestinian interim government prime minister in the interests of national unity. This was disclosed according to sources close to the current PM. Israeli soldiers demolished on Monday 7 Palestinian homes and tents that belong to residents of Khabrat Bir al-Ad, east of Yatta, near the south and west bank city of Hebron, according to the Pal Telegraph. Troops and members of the border guards invaded Yatta and proceeded to demolish the structures and uprooted crops close to the Masyaya illegal Israeli settlement, which was built on lands confiscated from the residents of the town. Local sources reported that 90 residents, most of whom were shepherds and farmers, previously inhabited the demolished homes. The Israeli human rights organization for the freedom of movement, Gisha, have been fined 25,000 new Israeli shekels, which is approximately $7,250 in legal fees, as part of a ruling against a case brought by the organization, which petitions for freedom of movement for Muslim Palestinians to travel to Muslim holy sites in Jerusalem. Israel is drawing up plans for a series of eventualities come September and a Palestinian declaration of statehood. The Migdal Oz plan, seen by the Ynet news organization, is the Israeli document on how the army plans to maintain order in the aftermath of September state bid. Israeli military officials in the GOC Central Command have outlined what they view to be potential scenarios come September in terms of Palestinian reaction to a declaration of statehood. The most likely scenario, according to commanders, is a period of reflection by Palestinians where they compare reality with their expectations. However, other scenarios include immediate protest and rioting and, according to some, all-out war. Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has stated that Israel would consider a declaration of statehood by the Palestinians as reneging on previous Palestinian-Israeli agreements, including the 1994 Oslo Agreement, which established the Palestinian Authority. That's all for today from the IMEMC. This was Monday the 20th of June's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Fassis and me, David Steele.